Welcome to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude. It's news and information for and about people of color. We're just going to tell it to you with a little flavor. I'm Alexander Caden. Here we go.
Okay!
I'm starting this off by saying that I read an article published on TheRoot.com that I agree with 100%. It's been 9 days since 13 people were gunned down, 10 of them fatally, at the Buffalo supermarket Tops in the heart of a black community. The white male terrorist behind it published a manifesto online outlining his hatred of black people and every step of his plan to kill them just days before the massacre. He drove over 100 miles to shoot up a grocery store black residents fought to have for decades. Some of those same people were executed in it for simply existing. Yet, there's been no public cries of outrage from white America. No condemnation for a truly inhumane and uncalled for act. Not a damn thing. The same white institutions that stood in solidarity with black folks after the 2020 murder of George Floyd have gone radio silent. And the silence is deafening. Where's the anger, white America? Don't all lives still matter? Will Smith hitting Chris Rock at the Oscars drew more ire from white liberal celebrities than the loss of the black lives in Buffalo. So, white America, I have to ask, what are you going to do to prevent what happened in Buffalo from happening again? Can somebody please tell me what's the problem with Walmart's Juneteenth ice cream? Why did they take it out of the freezer in their stores? What problem did black people have with that? Because you know we can just about find a problem with anything.
Yep.
A motel room that a white Alabama female corrections officer and her escaped white male fugitive turned into their hideout now has a waiting list to stay there.
Wait. Oh, hell no.
The two of them spent 10 days on the run and hid out in a motel room in Evansville, Indiana before they were caught. The desk receptionist said there were quite a few people on the waiting list. That quite a few is over 100.
Damn!
But I'm willing to bet ain't no black folk on that waiting list.
Hell no, to the no.
You've been listening to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude. More national news and information for and about people of color is available on our website at myunn.net. We'll be right back.